This is an adult-oriented podcast involving discussions about sex and the BDSM lifestyle. If you do not wish to hear about these things, or if you are under 18 years of age, stop listening now. This isn't the show for you. I torture you. And welcome back to Adventures in Kink. I'm BK.
I'm Princess Pita.
And welcome to 2018.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone out there. We thank you for listening to us the little bit we were able to do last year.
Yes, I apologize for the very long break between episodes 8 and 9, I believe. But life.
Life happened, but that's...
And ironically, yeah. The episode that was so late was the one about balancing time and, yeah.
And life. Who knew? We're going to hopefully be able to do better this year.
That's the goal.
Barring life.
Right.
But that's our goal, is to do better, because we're here for you. Also, one thing that we like to do as a tradition, it's a... Still a fairly new tradition, but
literally the second year. So yeah. This is what makes it a tradition, is doing it again
and again and again. We'll make it a tradition, and it's right. A good tradition. And I know some other people out there, including Sasha, who's going to be joining us later in this episode, I believe does this, is a new year and a new kink. So we're going to explore something new. And we do that every year. We, you know, do the research on safety and, you know, how does it work? What does it do? What's it supposed to do? What's ultimate goals? And what? And then actually go out and do a little mentoring on it and do some actual legwork, see some people try it, and until ultimately we're trying it and see if we like it. And if we like it, then we invest in equipment or whatnot that might be involved, and then add it to our kinky repertoire, so to speak.
So last year it was wax.
Yes.
And we started out slow and we, you know, did our research and got certified keepers of the secret flame.
Yes. The fire.
We did the fire safety people. Class. We watched some wax scenes. We actually did research on the types of wax and the temperatures and the things like that and the safety of it. And then we made our own candles.
Yes.
So we actually went and bought soy wax and molds, and we created our own candles, and we did some experimenting and practice until we got what we were looking for. And then we played a few times ourselves with wax and experimenting from different heights and different, mm-hmm. you know, areas. And
we've not played with others.
No, so far it's just been you and me with the wax, and we have time to still do that.
Yes. And I mean, just because the year is over doesn't mean that we're done with wax.
Right. No, and we have a good friend who does wax a lot in our community that's probably going to come on and talk about wax with us at some point.
Yes. So would you say it was rewarding?
I enjoyed it. I really liked wax. I kind of thought I would before we explored it. I'd always been really curious about it, so it was something I was really excited to try. I really like the sensations of it,
mm-hmm.
Except maybe that one time that we...
Right, yeah. Don't hold a lighter to the candle.
As you're
dripping the wax, because you're getting the intense heat straight to the candle and onto the body.
That was a little burny.
That was a little bit not what was actually intended at the moment.
But it wasn't an unmanageable, you know, we didn't play with waxes that burn really hot.
That's why we were using the soy, right. Right.
Because it was still soy wax, it didn't do any damage or anything, no scarring or anything like that. No actual burns. It just was a little hotter than I was used to.
We did buy some paraffin.
And we're going to probably explore some more.
Paraffin soy combo, mm-hmm. to heat the temperature up a little bit before we go straight paraffin and heat the temperature up a little bit more. I'm not even sure. I need to double check what the melt temp is on this paraffin, because there's like 8 different types of paraffin.
But the point is that just because 2017 is over does not mean that we are just done with wax. We're done. We put it away, and, you know, but because we really enjoyed the exploration that we did in 2017, we will add that to the list of things that we do. and keep exploring it further. So we don't stop just because the year stops.
No, but we also are firm believers in continuing to learn and continuing to grow. And I've not really, I've played some with wax in the past, but not a great deal. Not as much as I did this year.
Right. And I really love it. I think we should keep doing it.
I think we will. I know that we have a box full of candles we made and more wax to melt and make more. So
true.
We're committed.
Right.
So this year, 2018, will bring us into, drum roll please,
Electrical Play.
Electrical Play. And we kind of cheated and started a little bit last year, but...
Well, we kind of wanted to see if it was something we wanted to explore before we committed to making that our new kink for the year. So we have a small practice starter wand that we kind of played with. A
very small violet wand that I found for less than $30. So, you know, you can find inexpensive things to try them. You don't have to shell out $250 for a full violet wand for an experiment. I mean, if you've got that kind of money to throw around, please support the show. And I mean, you know, just throwing that out there. But, you know, you don't have to break the bank in order to try something new. You can have something that will kind of, and it's not a very powerful violet wand at all.
No, but at least gives you an idea.
But it does give the sensation.
Right.
And you can still, if you hold it in one place long enough, you can still burn the skin. So you do have that. So a lot of the safety things that you read about and have explored, they're still possible. You can still hurt someone with this if you do it wrong. Right. So it's still a thing. And it's a learning thing. And we're going to explore. We know we like the violet one, so we're going to probably get a full-size one.
But probably not right away, because the first thing we're going to do is we're going to start studying the safety procedures. And we're going to learn everything that we can learn about electrical play. And
right.
We have, you know, you've been around a long time. So, you know, we have resources, people we can talk to and learn from. And
I fully plan to have someone on the show to talk about violet wands and electrical play. Just a matter of finding time to sit down with them.
And even with just the private house parties that we've been to, we've seen people bring out the full set of violet wand stuff too. So we know that we'll have the opportunity probably at some point to test it out if we want to, or, you know, talk to some people who've done it and learn about, you know, the safety and the procedures and what we should do. And not just violet wand, but we also talked about getting a TENS unit.
Right. The old TENS unit that I have is a little worn out from actual intended use, where I had some back issues and stuff in the past. And I don't think the electrodes in it are making as good a connection as they should. So we're going to maybe try and find a little bit more powerful one, or at least one that works the way it should, and play with it. Because we did play with this one a little bit, but I don't think it had the right necessarily effect. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but it did. I don't think it did what it was supposed to.
Right.
At least not both sides, because it's a two channel, so you know, could have had two things going at once, and there was one side worked and the other side not so much, and it didn't give me the desired effect I was looking for. So anyway, because I have played with that somewhat in the past, but again, it's been a while, and I know there's other things on the market, and safety things change as people learn more, and I need we need to be caught up on current safety issues and stuff.
So we'll start out with research, and we'll research the safety stuff, and we'll research different options as far as electrical play go, because there may be other stuff that we want to explore. And then we will watch probably, and then we will talk to somebody who's knowledgeable and, you know, learn from them, and then we'll move on to maybe getting one of our own if we're still interested. And we'll talk to somebody who knows what they're doing, learn from them, and then move on to doing our own thing, maybe purchasing something a little more expensive.
Here's a thought, if you're willing. Maybe when we have the violet wand person on the show, if they're willing also, maybe you could do a live demo that no one can see because it's radio and not television, but still, you know.
Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, you would be able to give a live, ow, that hurt, or ooh, I like that, you know. Kind of like you did with the zipper on an upcoming episode.
because we're doing a couple out of order.
Yeah, we're going out of order on this. There's no book club on this episode because it's a new year and we wanted to start with the interview and with this. This is our book club part, is exploring new kink. But that episode's fun. You trust me.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more. I think that's about all we have for that.
Although you wanting to build a fucking machine this year.
Yeah, I do. And you can say that that's not electrical play, but it's going to plug in, so I'm counting it. If it runs on electricity, I think it counts.
We'll count it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We can also count it for dildos and other whatever later on down the road. Like you don't have enough dildos, I know. I spoil her.
I have an unmentionable number of dildos.
It's only unmentionable because one person can only own 6 in the state of Texas.
True story.
But together, that's a dirty dozen.
Okay, so I think it's time to move on to our interview.
I believe it is. And so without further delay, we will go and meet Sasha. Today we are joined with Sasha.
Hi.
And Sasha's going to discuss cross-dressing with us today.
The dark side of cross-dressing. The
dark side of cross-dressing. So before we begin that conversation, I just would like to welcome Sasha to the show. And if you wouldn't mind, give us a little of your history, how you got into kink, maybe what got you into cross-dressing.
What got me into cross-dressing? Well, I'm still not really sure of that. It just started kind of as a thing. I don't know. But as far as the kink goes, I got into the air quotes community probably, what, 6 years ago now, I think? Just mainly to see if I could find anybody like myself. Like, you know, most people are usually looking for somebody like themselves. And then I got onto FetLife and that just opened my mind to finally realizing that I could literally make anything in this world a kink if I give myself long enough.
True.
But yeah, it was very a wonderful eye opener. Definitely.
What sort of kinky things float your boat?
Well, that depends on the mood, I guess. If I'm feeling subby, then I love the aspect of being or feeling powerless. So that could be bondage with leather, rope, what have you, or it could be sensory deprivation or things of that nature. Those things really turn me on when I'm in subby mode, which is most of the time. I don't like to be in control a lot. There are occasions where the mood will strike me depending on the person.
Right.
If I find that one person that I don't mind topping, then I really love to flog people. That just, I don't know what it is. You put some music on and put a flogger in my hand and I'll let people line up all day long and just wear my arms out. I love it.
As I start dancing over here.
Well, there's a nice rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Oh, good dubstep and rhythm vlogging with dubstep. Are you kidding me? Whew.
So you like the bondage aspect and feeling powerless. Do you absolutely like the impact stuff on you as well? Or
no, I'm kind of funny like that. I don't like receiving pain. I don't like flogging. I don't like whips. I don't like paddles.
Not a masochist.
No,
not a masochist, but
not at all. But I have a sadist.
Definitely a sensualist.
Absolutely.
You take the fur and you run it down the back while absolutely you're tied down, and there'll be moans and groans and oh, please, more.
Fur, sure. And I mean, I like things that feel rough, too. I just don't like the impact pain of
right
it. So I've even had, you know, if it's applied properly and you're not trying to sand my skin off, but a nice sandpaper every once in a while when you're not expecting it, you know. Or, you know, especially after you're getting that nice soft fur glove for a little while.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then you just get a nice little run of sandpaper, and you're like, ooh, and that just, it makes every just neuron in your back or front or wherever you're getting it done just tingle, and that's an awesome sensation. I love that.
And it's especially, I find, effective if you are using like a blindfold.
Oh, there's some kind of absolutely sensory. Absolutely. If you can't see it, hear it, oh,
don't know what's coming next. It's really,
feeling just
really
gets so intense. It does. It really, really does. Especially if you can do both. If you can take away the sight and take away the hearing to where the only sense you really have is your touch and feel. Oh, my God. Even made to touch other things, you know, like forced to touch different objects or different parts of bodies or whatever.
Different people.
And yeah, absolutely. And that's fun.
Mm-hmm. So, the cross-dresser aspect. Not sure where that got started, but...
Childhood things. Okay. We'll go there. Yeah. Childhood
things. That's fair enough. That's,
but
a lot of people start that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's experimentation a lot of the times. Mine was weird. Not really weird, but just it was odd how I came about it and then forgot about it, I guess. Because I did forget about it for a lot of years, and I don't know if that was my brain turning it off or whatever. But when I finally did come back to it, I was probably in my mid-20s, and I was doing it at home. I was not in a good position in my life as far as sobriety goes, but it was a very interesting time nonetheless because I did explore that quite a bit through my late 20s, early 30s, and then I got married for the second time and kind of just put it on the back shelf for a while. Then probably, I would say about 8 years into my marriage is when my now separated wife found out, and not the easy way, so... she caught me on a data crossdresser website, and it was kind of hard to explain at the moment, but eventually she understood why. Not necessarily, it wasn't a malicious thing towards her in any way. It was just me exploring that other side of me, and it took a little while for her, but she finally did kind of roll around to accepting the idea, and then I introduced her to the fetish community, and it was an exciting race after that, so to say the least.
I vaguely remember because I was quite active about the time that you came back into the community or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always heard about you and your wife at the time. And
wow, we were famous.
Just, I was like, well, you know, I'd like to meet them sometime because we knew a lot of the same people.
Right.
And we'd go to different... things though.
Oh, it's that new person smell, you know. There's no real easy way to say that, but that's kind of what it is. It's like that new person smell where you're just like, ooh, new people that, you know, we could interact with. That's not that same old kind of thing that you're getting over and over and over all the time.
Like, so meeting new people.
Absolutely.
It's new
absolutely.
Energy and it's new exchanges exactly. of information.
And new ideas. And
just the nervous energy from a newbie, you know, at first is enough to just be around them. Because you get a little bit of that energy into you, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just, oh.
Everyone's journey is so different. And I always like to talk about, you know, your journey and how you got going. And it's just always interesting to me to
absolutely.
See what led you to this point. Because there was a point where we didn't know each other or anything. And now we're at a point, you know, our paths crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And we became very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
Well, funny enough, where we actually went to started going to our first, like, actual community events was all the way in Weatherford. And we were living in Irving at the time, so... You're talking about to get to an event or a munch, you're talking about a 45-minute to hour drive just to get to a munch.
Preach.
And the funniest thing about it is, you know, after I realized after a while, you're probably driving through six other munches going on or six other events going on mm-hmm. just to get to that one event. But it was out in Weatherford, and we had our first event was in a private home. And it was extremely nice. That most, I won't say most, all the people that were there were just extremely nice to us, and they could tell that we were just nervous as hell, and they wanted to make us at ease as much as they could. And we mostly watched probably 80% of that first event, and then eventually kind of got somewhere in a little corner by ourselves and did our own little thing. But it was. The whole way home, it was just that nervous, excited energy that we had taken from that, and just we kind of ran with it. And sometimes we would keep our normal thought process and while we're running with it, but sometimes we didn't. We flew by the seat of our pants a lot during the early years.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to figure it all out and see where we fit in and where we didn't. And most of the time we fit in no matter where we went, because most people in the community are pretty open and accepting like that. So it was a really nice beginning experience for us.
And that's good to have good beginning experiences like that, because I know a lot of people, you know, they'll go out and they'll go to an event and no one interacts.
You'll never see them again. Yeah. You
never see them again.
Yeah. They just stand in a corner like,
I really wanted to try this, but no one would even talk to me, and yeah. I just felt unwanted there. And
absolutely. And
I hate that. In our area, especially here, it's difficult because you don't have regular meeting places per se.
Yeah.
A lot of the smaller, more niche kind of munches still happen, but
a lot of those you have to be vetted for, and if you don't know anyone yet, then you've still got to get out and meet people to get invited to the
house parties, especially, you have to be vetted
you're not going to get into somebody's private home without being vetted, and it's extremely hard to find munches for those sometimes too,
right?
I mean, they definitely put them on FetLife and all, you know, a few other sites that I don't remember the name of right off the top of my head. But if you don't necessarily like live close by, I mean, like I said, we went to Weatherford for our first time. So some people are looking at it like, well, this munch is perfect for us, but it's also 50 miles away.
Right.
I mean, there's no generalized central meeting place anymore like there used to be. With the loss of, you know, the dungeon and the private club. I don't know if I'm allowed to say their name or not.
Yeah, you say that. We've talked about it.
Okay. With the loss of those two places, I mean, that kind of hurt the community quite a bit.
Right.
Now, granted, one of those places probably should have gotten lost, but the other one, it was a hard thing for some folks, especially in my particular fetish group, I guess, where you have the trans and the cross-dressers and what have you, where we kind of lost that one spot where we could go, which kind of, I don't know, spread us apart a little bit, I guess is the easiest way to say it, because you don't see nearly as many events for just trans or cross-dressers. And I mean, you don't see really any big events other than that, obviously. My mind just went blank. Like rope class. You still got gaps of people that wanted to learn rope, and we had a place to do that at, and now that place is gone, so it's kind of moved around a little bit here or there. And then it's difficult. So I guess my point was is that to have that centralized location where everybody could kind of meet in the middle was a great thing. But
oh yeah, when you have the dungeon and the private club, and actually we had two dungeons because we had the other one closed just the year prior.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So we've lost three places, meeting places, and all of them were hubs for, you know, and private groups would meet, the rope groups would meet to do rope, everyone.
The littles would meet to just play.
Littles had to party, you know. They had their night.
Right.
I guess there was a monthly cross-dress group at the
It was at
Girls Night Out.
Girls Night Out, GNO. Put on by KDCD, which is, she's an awesome girl. If you haven't met her, you should. She put it on at the private club, and it was the one time a month where any trans, cross-dresser, MTF, FTM, whatever, could go and feel safe and still play with others if they wanted to. And it included all the people that, the word I'm looking for escapes me, but the people that liked them, they could also come and hang out and play if they wanted to play.
Lovers and supporters.
Supporters, yeah. It was a great thing. And then when you lose that one spot, then you kind of got to, okay, well, where are we going to meet now? We can't really, with the trans, unfortunately, you really can't find a whole lot of hotels that are going to be, you know, 100% accepting to have a whole lot of, you know, cross-dressers or transgenders walking around their hotel, which I think is retarded, but that's neither here nor there. It's the times we live in still. We've gone a long way, but we're still fighting a lot of that every day that most people don't realize. It's hard not to have that place. It is.
Oh, I agree. You know, and the before we started the show, we were talking about, you know, last night we went to the community play party,
which I missed. Boom.
And the restrooms up there, they had signs over the gender. It said gender neutral. This one has stalls.
Oh,
and
that's awesome. The other
one had gender neutral. This one has urinals.
No shit. That's awesome.
So
yeah. You should have taken a picture of that and sent it to me.
Well, that wasn't really allowed.
No cameras were allowed past the
entrance. Oh, well, that's true. I forgot.
Past the entry desk.
Yeah, I forgot.
But that was nice.
I thought it was really cool.
No, that is definitely cool. What hotel is that again?
Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay.
It was a really nice venue. It was a really nice event. Everybody that I saw, everybody got to play. There was plenty of room and space. And
awesome.
Yeah.
It was nice to see people again.
It actually had a lot of furniture, a lot more than I thought there was going to be. They asked for people to donate. You know, they could drop it off. They would pick it up, whatever. They had many opportunities to get it there. And I have started making furniture some, but I haven't had much time because I've been working a lot of overtime. And so I didn't have a chance to get any together.
By the next party, we should
next
have
one
some
we should have some.
Nice. Very cool.
But it was really fun.
Yeah, I haven't had time to sleep, much less do anything else. Work. Yeah, I'm weak then. I need my beauty sleep.
Yeah. I'm weak too.
This is how I keep this girlish figure, stress and lack of sleep.
We got to find you some other way.
That's the secret, girls. Don't do it.
Shoot,
it's bad for you.
I've been trying that for years and it hasn't worked.
Oh, then you're not under the right kind of stress, sweetheart.
No, I'm in that kind of stress that raises your blood pressure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you wonder whether or not you're going to kill somebody throughout the day? Yeah.
I don't wonder that. I know it's going to happen eventually.
It's a constant temptation.
I know it's going to happen eventually. I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm just going to, I know it's sooner or later, I'm going to snap. I just know I am. But don't worry with it, you know.
A giant
most people
teddy bear
keep
snaps.
A wide berth.
That's a bad thing.
I might edit that out. You know, could be used as a confession.
True,
in
it
court.
Could be a confession.
He's not talking about me. Yay!
We can talk a little bit more about the cross-dressing.
Yeah, let's
talk
about
oh yeah, I forgot about all that. Yay! So right. Me being, I guess, I don't know if cross-dresser is quite the right term for it, but I'm not one of those that really like labels to begin with anyway.
That's true.
So I guess I'm the best way to explain me is that I am trans to a point. Well, that doesn't sound right. Because I don't want to insult anybody. Because I do know quite a few trans folks in my time, and I definitely don't want to insult them. I am a cross-dresser, but I do tend to have more feminine traits and activities than I do masculine, but I can still be that masculine person if I need to be. So I guess I'm somewhere in between. If that's trans, that's trans. If not, whatever. But I guess I don't really cross-dress for any other reason other than the fact that I love to feel feminine. And when I dress as a feminine object, then I am that feminine object or feminine person. I'm sorry, not object. I am an object because I'm a slut. Sorry. But so I want everybody to know that first off is that I might talk bad, but mainly I'm talking bad about myself because I am in humiliation too. So I'm a dirty slut. That's what I am. But anyway,
wipe your chin, dirty slut.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm drooling. Oh my God. I would say I'm ruining my makeup, but I'm not wearing any. I'm bushy and bearded today.
I'm glad you said bearded. Thank you.
That's besides the hair on my head, sweetheart. That's the only other hair on my body. Well, except my arms are getting a little hairy again. But anyway, smooth to the core. But it's being feminine in all ways. I like being feminine just normally. I'll go out and dress in public just because I want to. I used to be shy, obviously. Most people are in this position. But once you kind of just accept the fact that, I mean, you don't give a fuck, that's pretty much what it boils down to. If you don't give a fuck what other people think, then you're going to do what you want and you're going to like what you do. So
that's true.
I'll go out and work out in my girl's clothes or I'll go work out in my men's clothes. It just depends on which way I wake up and feel that day. But as far as sexually goes, 90% of the time, I want to be the feminine, you know, bitch getting taken. That's pretty much it. I don't top. I don't like to top. I will top women, obviously. I am bisexual, by the way, obviously, because I've been married. But I will top women most of the time. I mean, kind of have to. But as far as domming or subbing goes, I'm a sub most of the time, even to women. So, and all the time to men. I don't like to be top or dommy as a woman at all. But I don't know. It's feminine. That's the way I like to be. I like the feminine form. I like to feel like the feminine form. I like to be the feminine form. And I joke about how I got it, but I've got a pretty nice figure, if I don't say myself.
You look nice in a dress.
You know.
He looks better in a dress than I do.
I don't preach about other people. I don't talk about other people. I just talk about myself. And
I'm just saying.
I do brag nice sometimes. I do
you
brag
sometimes.
You
start posting new pictures. I'm like, missed you posting the pictures like this. Where's all this been?
Well, you know, I have two sides of me. I have the fet life side of me, and I have the non-fet life side of me. And both sides of me are 30 slots, and that's okay. What I mean by that is that I spend half my time, in my brain anyway, I spend half my time in the fetish community, and then I spend the other half of my time being the predator. And I mean a legal predator, by the way. But I, not to sound pretentious or, you know, whatever, but I can pass pretty well if I put my mind to it, and I do love the opportunity to trap. And I have done that a couple of times, and it worked out once pretty well, and the other time it worked out as well as I could expect it. But I didn't get beat up or anything, luckily.
That's always good.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, unless that's your ultimate goal. But you're not a masochist,
yeah.
So.
I don't kink shame, so. But yeah, it was an interesting experience nonetheless, because he found out, and he wasn't, I don't know, he was angry, but he wasn't angry. I don't know. I think it was more of an annoyed thing that he wasn't going to get some pussy that night. But it was, we parted ways after he finally let me blow him off a little bit. But, you know, blowjob's a blowjob is what I tell people. It all feels the same. Good.
If you don't know.
Right. How does a blowjob feel to a woman? Well, let's see. Kind of like that.
You know, it's my favorite way to instigate things.
Oh, yes, please.
I
will balls deep in my mouth at any time.
Okay, I heard some complaints. There was a little, I'm too tired. Okay, I'm not tired anymore.
Yeah, it generally doesn't last long.
It's like, come on, what are you doing? I'm still tired. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now we're talking. Now you're getting it.
Now when you have it in your mouth and your tongue's touching your balls, you're awake.
Is there a particular shopping? I guess this is where I'm going.
Okay, so let's go. Yeah,
I
you
know a
go
lot of people
helping
will shop
so
online.
Helping others. I love wish.com.
Right.
That is the, now, and don't take this wrong, ladies or gents, that is the petite skinny girl's wet dream, because it is direct ship from China and they're made for Korean people, which are very small people. And if you buy dresses, you can use them as cute shirts. But there are some, like, I don't know, they sell a lot of slutty stuff on there too, which is stretchy, and you can make shirts into skirts kind of thing. But it's the main line is it's cheap. If you have the patience to wait, because it does take anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks to get your stuff, and it all comes from different manufacturers and shipped to you at different times, but it's cheap. I mean, pennies on the dollars, girls. Pennies. I got shoes from high heel shoes from there for $6, and I wear a size 12, ladies. That's not easy to do. And it's hard to find that size on wish.com, but if you look hard enough, trust me, you can find them. Mm-hmm. But as far as like local shopping goes, I would say JCPenney is always a great place. I found some awesome cute boots in my size there. As far as clothing goes, I tend to stay away from the malls because they're either too trendy or they're too grandma. So, I mean, it really all depends on what kind of clothes I'm looking for. But I do find every once in a while the Dollar Trees have kind of like those little racks of clothes when you first walk in. Every once in a while, you'll find something cute in there. Yeah. Even as a man, you'll find something cool in there too. So, but you just have to be kind of creative, ladies. It depends on what look you are looking for. So if you're trying to go out and, you know, just paint the town red, then, you know, think about that as far as maybe Harry Hines. They have a bunch of dress shops up there and lingerie shops that you can find some really sexy things.
And we have listeners that are not just local, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. You know, the right. Wish.com, great tip.
Wish.com, awesome. Let's see.
I do have a transgendered friend that I work with is going to be on the show later.
Sweet.
Mistress Sadista.
Ooh.
She's 6'4".
Oh, okay.
And finds so clothes at Factory Connection.
Factory. Ooh, let me write that down.
Factory Connection tends to have a lot of things that she likes and can find them usually on the clearance rack is usually full of just gems because of the size that
right.
she has to get. It's a tall thing. And not unlike yourself, likes to dress as the slut and will go down and go to wherever
let's see,
she goes out at. But
my closet is full of, the best way to explain it, of every genre of women's clothing you can think of, from the most conservative to the sluttiest thing I could walk the streets with. So it just, like I said, it all really depends on what you're looking for. But it's, talk to your genetic girls, ladies. They know how to accessorize. We do not know, us men that cross-dress into women, we do not know how to accessorize correctly. So I learned a long time ago to all, you know, don't be afraid to ask the girls around you, the real girls, because they'll tell you, look, don't do that. Do this, and you'll look cute. You can also, one thing that I always do every once in a while is if you got a real hot date and you want to get your hair and makeup done and you don't necessarily know how to do your own makeup or you don't have time or whatever, you can go to the mall and go into Dillard's or JCPenney, anywhere to a makeup counter and say, do me up. And they won't give a half ass why you want to do it. And you will come out of that place looking gorgeous.
Sephora is really good for that too.
And then at the same time, you're learning from them as they do it. And you're learning the products and things like that. And what's good for you, what's not good for you. So and don't be afraid good. To do that, ladies. Because that is, oh my goodness, it's awesome. It feels great too. Really, it's almost like a medi-pedi for your face. It's
nice
really
to have
cool.
Someone else playing with your hair.
Absolutely.
Your face, your
oh, well, yeah. Absolutely. All the time. Mm-hmm. Sexual,
what
non-sexual,
about,
whatever.
And I know you're going to say wish.com.
Wish.com.
But what about if you were to go out looking for intimates, like some panties?
Well, Wish is definitely good for that. Or believe it or not, if you don't want to go out and actually, you know, try the stuff on, but and you know your general size, you can always go to Victoria's Secrets online and find really awesome stuff. There are a few specific, like, cross-dressing websites for you to find gaffs and stuff like that. And for those of you who don't know gaffs, so, you know, how you hide your little thing. But they tend to be a lot more expensive. So it just really all depends on what kind of style of underwear you're looking for and where you want to go. Some places are going to give you more, I don't know how to explain it, more coverage of your package, and some things are not. I mean, lace right. obviously won't, so it depends. If you're trying to be passable, I always suggest don't wear lace because you're generally not going to hold in your panties, as it were. But if you're just, you know, if you look cute in lace and you're looking to get laid, go for it. Absolutely. But there was one, I'm trying to remember, it's they're a great place to get actual corsets. You can get steel bone corsets and training corsets, and it was Chateau of something, and I cannot think of the name of it right off the top of my head. If I remember it, I'll tell you. But it was a great place because you get really cheap. I got my first training steel bone corset from there for like $30.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was cheap. And it's Chateau of Secrets or Chateau of something.
We can include that.
It's on
the
East Coast. Yeah, it's on the East Coast somewhere, and they'll ship it to you. It's actually a kinky bed and breakfast that happens to sell their own corsets.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or courses and stuff. And they had all kinds of genres of, you know, like from steampunk to sexy to, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So we'll look that up for you and we'll put it in the cliff notes. Yeah, if we find it, we'll definitely get it to you. It was definitely a good thing to look at because most girls don't think about that when you're trying to get that hourglass figure, you don't want to go out and buy something like from the grocery or the department stores or anything like that because they're going to be plastic boned or something like that, and it's really not going to help you much.
I got mine from Orchid Corsets, I think, is what's my first steel bone.
Yeah, steel bone is definitely the way to go. They also have this new carbon one that I've wanted to try too that's supposedly really good too, but I have not yet
there's use for your carbon fiber.
Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're using it as bones and corsets, training corsets now. So because you can bend them, you can bend them a lot better than you can bend the steel. And if you're one of those girls that like to actually train down to almost nothing, then those would be perfect to do it because it's just slowly inching your guts up. But some people like that kind of stuff. But really, I get 90% of my stuff from Wish.com. But I also go to Harry Hines a lot for dresses. They have a lot of smaller size dresses there and larger size dresses. And I've heard of a pretty good shoe shop down there too, but I have never been there. You could find larger size shoes and heels and things. Or I'll just go to the stripper places like Electronic Boutique. They always have cute, sexy, slutty, dirty things.
They tend to have a lot of stripper clothes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, they've expanded. It's not just stripper clothes now. I mean, they've got anything that you could possibly label slut is in that building, and I love it. But they tend to be a little more expensive too, so.
So, shoes, intimates, clothes.
We've pretty much discussed everything there.
Don't ask me about wigs because I grow my hair naturally. Sorry, girls.
Nope.
My hair is au naturel.
If someone has questions, is there a place to go?
Like,
I don't feel like, I don't know, maybe, you know. Okay,
there's quite a few people in the FetLife community you can always call and ask or message and ask.
There's a lot of groups on FetLife for that, yeah.
There is DFW Girls Club, girls with a U, G-U-R-L-S. I used to be part head of this group where it was me, Miss Intoxica, KDCD, and I'm missing somebody very important and I can't think of her name. She's the most gorgeous black lady I've ever seen when she's dressed. And I'll remember it later. But anyway, us four would help Katie with Girls Night Out. So we would go out and pick some girls up if they didn't have a ride or if they didn't want to go with somebody their first time. Or if they didn't want to go by themselves for the first time. But we also gathered a lot of different relationships around town with different people. Now, Miss Intoxica is still pretty involved with the group, and so you can always message her, and she's always got pretty good information. Also, Katie Crossdresser. Trina Jackson, thank you. It came to me. You can also message her. She's always putting on Facebook events for CDs and trans. So the club is kind of not really gone. It's just kind of fluid at the moment. So since we don't have a generalized place to go every month, I haven't really been involved in a while because I've had my own things going on. But they try to have little events in hotels or places like that. They still try to do stuff once a month. But like I said, I haven't really kept track of it lately. I've been a bad group leader. Boo. But
everyone has things to come up in life.
Right.
I think they can forgive.
Yes. I hope so. Because I still love you all, girls. But they're a wealth of information. And if they don't know, then they're a wealth of information of where you can find out. From everything from testing to clothing to where you can go dressed and where you shouldn't. And things like that. For the most part, you can go out dressed pretty much anywhere nowadays, kind of, sort of. But be prepared that you're still going to catch the stares and you're still going to catch the bubble, you know, the crap that you're going to get with it. But most, like, professional places, like a restaurant or a store or something like that, they're pretty much just going to leave you alone because they want your money just like everybody else.
They're going to let you be you. Just pay your bill.
Yeah, pay your bill and you can be you all day long. Absolutely. Yeah. Some of them even remember you after a while.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Sasha, are you getting this today? Let me go get it from you from the shelf. Thanks. Okay. That saved me 10 steps. Sweet. That was from a guy from Kroger. I think he was hot on me, but I'm not sure.
I know you've had Waffle House people that knew you.
Okay. Let me go to a Waffle House. Waffle House is the best place in the entire world after 10 o'clock and before 8 o'clock in the morning, because they don't give a shit about who you are, what you look like, what you're into. They will serve you waffles and eggs no matter what. And I swear to you, I've been in so many Waffle Houses in my life, dressed, completely dressed, half-dressed, slutty dressed, cum all over my face dressed. I mean, literally walked into a Waffle House once with cum still all over my face, and they didn't even look at me twice. And matter of fact, the girl that was serving us, we were all on FetLife on our phones, and she's like, "Ooh, what's that?" And we actually got her to go to an event the next month after that. So Waffle House is the greatest place in the world simply because they are the most perfect people. They don't give a fuck about anything. It's awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm. We're fans.
Oh, we're big fans.
I am a huge fan of Waffle House. I probably go to Waffle House 3 times a month at least.
That's our place.
That's just the coffee.
We don't go there often enough, but it's our place.
The coffee?
Kind of our first date.
Well,
the day we met.
The day we met, we were looking for coffee in Starbucks. It was like after 10, so they were all closed. Ugh. I'm like, Starbucks, hey, there's yuck. Waffle House.
Yes. There's best coffee in the world, Waffle House.
And see, the thing is, okay, if we had gone to Starbucks, we probably would have gone, got coffee, and gone our separate ways. We ended up at Waffle House, where we sat for an hour and talked and got to know each other, and then all of a sudden there was a little bit of a connection there.
We sat for an hour shouting at each other because it was so loud from all those people that were in there.
You cannot go to a Waffle House, and even if you're just drinking coffee, just drink one cup of coffee. No. You can't. It's an hour at the table, no matter what. And it's just, oh. Everybody hates it. Oh, it takes so long to get to a table in a Waffle House. I will gladly wait because they feed me coffee.
We go back to Waffle House when we can, because we don't really have one near us necessarily, but hopefully.
Any concert that I go to ends with Waffle House. Any event that I go to ends with Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
if I'm out after 10 o'clock.
The Princess Bride, we went to Waffle House.
We went to Waffle House.
Nice. Nice.
And we should have gone last night.
We should have.
But after Star Wars? Don't worry, we won't tease
after
any.
After community play party.
Oh, par. That's right. Sorry, I have Star Wars on the brain. I won't spoil.
That was in the morning.
I mean, this isn't going to air for a couple weeks, so we probably can spoil a little.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's dead. There you go.
When did that happen?
I think episode five.
We're recording this.
Oh, wait, episode four.
We're recording this during opening weekend, and we have all seen it twice.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're nerds.
Yes. Yeah. Between the four of us, we have seen it 4 times, twice in 2D, twice in 3D. Yes, please. Wait, there's not 4 of us here. There's three
of us.
Whoops. So that sounds even better. The 3 of us have seen it 4 times. There you go.
You've seen The Orville.
The Orville. Okay, so The Orville will be the greatest thing on television once they get past the first season, because every first season kind of sucks. And this one had its great moments, and then it had kind of shitty moments.
They're past the first season, and I thought it had a lot of really great moments.
Oh, it was. I will still watch this. Trust me, this will be a show of greatness. It, just because the first season, it seemed to me like the timing sometimes was just a little off sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I swear to you, that man's a genius. And I swear to you, this will be a fantastic have-to-watch show next season. Guaranteed.
There have been episodes that made us tear up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And that's what's kind of weird about it, is because you go into Seth MacFarlane and then you come out crying. You're like, wait a minute.
What happened?
What the fuck just happened here? I'm supposed to be laughing my ass off and I feel emotional. Yeah, but and then he brings
Seth
you back.
MacFarlane made me cry. What right? the hell?
And then he brings you back, you know, a couple scenes later with something that will make you roll on the ground.
What scares me the most about The Orville is now it's a Disney show.
Well, every sci-fi thing imaginable is going
now
Disney.
A Disney
so.
Show, yeah.
If it's, yeah, it's
Disney
all.
Disney technically owns Firefly now.
Yeah.
What?
They bought Fox.
Okay, that means they bought Firefly.
And Serenity.
And Serenity.
But does that mean they could do a spinoff?
And Deadpool and all of that.
But does that mean.
Now part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
But that's okay. Can I get a spinoff of Firefly, please? Please?
That would be amazing.
Please? Please.
And what else?
He's still alive.
The Simpsons are now owned Nathan by Fillion. Disney.
No, the other one. I'm talking about, oh my God, my brain is so screwed I can't think of his name. Alex. The Baldwin. Baldwin is still alive. You could bring him his own Adam Firefly. Baldwin. You could bring him, it would be
Adam Baldwin, yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
Jane,
yeah.
He could have his own
spin-off. Oh my God, that would be great.
Because he's not anything right now, is he?
No, he is not.
No, he was on Chuck for a long time. And
he
then
was on Chuck, that ended. He was on The X-Files for a while. He was on Angel for a while.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
He worked at
But Angel was pre-Firefly.
Yeah.
I asked her. Yeah, I think The X-Files was too, what he did on that.
Yeah, absolutely. What? Yeah, when he was the bad guy? On X-Files? Yeah. That was way before then.
Yeah,
that was way before. Way before. No, he's in movies now. He's doing like full-blown movies and shit. But that would be, I would fucking pay my left nut and my right nut to see a Firefly spin-off.
You're not the only person.
Then you would be trans.
And then I would be, I wouldn't technically be trans. I'd be
partway there, but
almost a eunuch.
I would be a eunuch. You have no balls. You're a eunuch.
You'd definitely be a steer, anyway.
Ouch. Castration.
Oh, my gosh.
By rubber band.
I mean.
Not into CBT. Sorry.
No. I'm into CBP. Pleasure.
Yes,
pleasure.
Please. Rub it, kiss it, lick it. Thank you. I do, and I'll take it. I'll do it. Yes. Just the word yes comes to mind when it comes to balls and penis. And pussy and titties and everything in between. I love skin. Is that weird? I love the feeling of skin no matter where it is.
Look, it's Buffalo Bill.
Oh, my God. Oh, what was the... Oh, I was preparing myself for this because I had a line. Oh, you will put lotion on the skin. Or get the hose again. Yes, I love that fucking movie. Give me the fucking dog.
These are my people.
Mm. Yes.
All right, well, I think we've covered it.
Oh, my God. I've totally bored the audience. Thanks.
No.
Nah, it's all good.
A lot of this will probably
Some of this will get edited.
Useless information. My information is I'm Sasha _ TFO on FetLife, slut extraordinaire. Please look me up.
And just down and all
we're
around.
We're not friends on Fet.
Why not?
I don't know.
You haven't sent her a request.
What's wrong with us?
We have phones in our hands. Let's fix this.
I know. It's like, not like you're in the same group. You're at the
right
same
now.
Munch.
I know.
I
know.
Co-leaders.
And I'm so sorry that I have not been active in my own fucking group. Because blah, blah.
You're going to be around.
I'm here till June. And then I leave to New York City.
Then I know.
And then come
back. Can be
Daddy Irish Rose, by the way. I know you're not going to hear this for a couple of weeks, but thank you so much for your donation. Oh, yeah, everybody, thank you. Thank you for your donation for Christmas. We're going to do this every year. So next October, look for Sasha _TFO for taking donations for the homeless to give out on Christmas Day, because that's what Christmas is about.
Come back
oh wait,
Christmas.
No! I'll be here for Christmas. Absolutely, my kids are here, so I got to be here for Christmas.
So we'll be collecting things for you.
Yay!
So we'll collect and give it to you, and you can.
Hooray!
Yes.
Because everybody should remember Christmas is about giving, not receiving, and it's always giving to the people that can't give to themselves.
It's always more fulfilling to.
Amen. So I just dated it. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. Now you have to edit it.
Oh, they can think about it all year long.
That's
all year
true.
Long because when it airs, it'll be a few weeks after.
That's true. Hey, ooh, happy new year, bitches, because it is the new year, 2018. Vote independent. Fuck the Republicans and Democrats. And let's keep our world alive. There's my one political moment of the day.
Nice.
I am very anti-Trump, but I am going to sit here on national blog and say I appreciate Donald Trump for one reason and one reason only, because he has brought attention to the things that are wrong with this world. All right, so I'm done with politics. Sorry. Nobody wants to listen to politics. This is about sex, sucking dick, and taking it like a champion.
And on that note.
I love you all. Good night.
And on that note, this has been Adventures in Kink, or Adventure in Kink. What the hell was our name?
Adventures in Kink.
Adventures in Kink.
There was kind of kink in there, some.
Oh, there was kink.
No, it was definitely kinky. When you've been over and took it like a champ. That's our show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Sasha, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you.
Over and over and over again, please.
Wipe your chin again. Okay. Good slut. Anyway.
Come join us again next week.
Yeah, come join us again next week, and we will get our kink on.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let a dragon be your safe call. House of the Faithful Dragons is offering safe call as a service. Just call them and give them the details, the date and time, the location, the names of the people involved, and they'll contact you with a prearranged time via text or call to get the all clear from you, or to summon the police on your behalf if you cannot. 972-591-3730. That's 972-591-3730 from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time. Outside of these hours, someone will call you back as soon as possible. That's 972-591-3730 between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. Central Time, and let a dragon be your safe call. I torture you!